Today's passage is Jonah chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish, saying, I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your waves and your billows passed over me. Then I said, I am driven away from your sight, yet I shall look again upon your holy temple. The waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. At the roots of the mountains, I went down to the land, whose bars closed upon me forever. Yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you, into your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love. But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon the dry land. We reached the second chapter out of four in the book of Jonah, and as you can see from the first verse and the last verse, this whole chapter is basically a prayer of Jonah that he gives from the belly of the fish before God commands the fish to spit him back out upon dry land. Why is he in the fish? Because he was running away from the presence of God, going in the opposite direction of Nineveh, where God had commanded him to go. Jonah's prayer may sound very similar to a prayer we'd read in the book of Psalms. After all, Psalms is a collection of prayers and songs from different people, and my study Bible points out that Jonah's prayer follows the structure of a typical Thanksgiving psalm. A Thanksgiving psalm has four parts. First, a petition for deliverance. In verse 2, Jonah says he's calling out to God, and we see two parallel phrases of a call and answer. I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. And then again, out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. Sheol is mentioned several times in the Old Testament, and it's the realm of the dead. It can be translated as the grave. And it's interesting that Jonah says, out of the belly of Sheol I cried, because right now, he's literally in the belly of the fish right now. So after Jonah's petition for deliverance, he follows the second part of a typical Thanksgiving psalm, which is the review of the crisis. We see this in verses 3 to 6. Jonah knows that this crisis is arranged by God because of his disobedience. He says to God, "For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas." And he also says, your waves and your billows. These words all sound very poetic, but they're actually really accurate of what physically took place. For example, in verse 5, the waters closed in over me to take my life, and weeds were wrapped around my head. Jonah tells God, this was all the trouble that I was in. And then he transitions into the third part, a review of the deliverance. This transition takes place here in verse 6. Yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. These phrases are more parallels from verse 2, about Jonah remembering the Lord, and the Lord hearing him. Jonah says his prayer came to God into his holy temple. In chapter 1, he admitted to the sailors that he was fleeing from God's presence. But here, Jonah acknowledges the truth that God is everywhere. Jonah is far from Jerusalem, where the temple is, but he knows God is near, that God hears his prayer. And finally, the last part of this Thanksgiving psalm is praise for deliverance. In verse 9, but I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Jonah praises God for saving him from the sea. He has yet to be vomited out onto the dry land. He's still in the fish when he prays this, but he has already experienced God's salvation for not letting him drown in the huge waves of the sea. I'm not entirely sure what Jonah has in mind for the sacrifice and the vows he's talking about. He may be referring to obeying God's call for him to go to Nineveh, which he does after this. Reflecting on this prayer from Jonah, I think similarly to when we read Psalms, this is a great example for us on how to pray. If we are in a situation where we need God's help, let's follow Jonah's example about genuinely crying out to God. We may be in the first part, where we just need to make our petition to God. I think we know this mentally that we should bring everything to God, but just for whatever reason, mentally we may resort first to problem solving or going to another person. But you know, we don't need to do that. We can go right to God because God already knows our situation and he wants us to ask him for help. Remember verse 2, how out of our distress God answers us. In our most dire situations when we cry out, God hears us. And similarly, giving God our crisis is important. Naming all the ways we are in trouble and need deliverance. Jonah was choking in seaweed. He was drowning in the billows, and he said all that to God. Perhaps we just need to name the circumstance we are in. For example, God, I'm just really lonely right now. Or God, I just want to give up on blank. Let's not be afraid to name it and admit it to God, because he already knows and he just wants us to admit it to him. And I won't spend much time on the last parts of a Thanksgiving psalm. If we have experienced God's deliverance lately, let's also give God all the credit by listening out what he did, how he delivered us or saved us. At least for me, many times in prayer, I'll just skip to the fourth part, praise for deliverance. For example, thank you God for healing me of my sickness. I think we can learn to name out all that happened so we can fully acknowledge what God has actually done for us and give him all the praise. God hears our prayers, and the best thing for us is to simply cry out to him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this this prayer from Jonah, and Lord, he cried out to you from the belly of a whale, and Lord, you heard him. You delivered him. Well, you heard him in the sea at first, and you delivered him then, and you heard him from the whale and or the fish, and you delivered him from that as well. And Lord, I don't know, Lord, I think all of us are in different places. Maybe we feel like we're just in the middle of the sea right now. We're drowning from different things, or maybe we're not, and we're kind of looking back. But God, I pray that we'd be able to fully bring our circumstances to you, Lord, because you know them and you just want us to call out to you for help. Yeah, God, so I pray that today we would simply do that, and Lord, that we could give you all of our hearts, and Lord, that we would grow in our trust and just grow in our thanksgiving and acknowledging all the ways that you have already been faithful to us. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah.